The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to a new week. We've got a lot of good shows planned this week. Later on in the week, I'll be publishing our newsletter, and it'll include all the different shows that are coming up this week and next week as well. Okay, I have gotten lots of emails and comments from people over the past couple months since AgeForce started advertising with us. I have not had the kind of response in interest in questions and comments about any supplement we've ever advertised on the show the way we have the AgeForce product. And so, as you know, past couple weeks, I've been telling people, if you've used the AgeForce products, please let me know what you think about them. Good, bad, indifferent. I want to hear from you. And we have people that are going to be on the show today talking about the AgeForce products. And I have not pre-interviewed any of them. I really don't know what they're going to say. That's the facts. I do have Steve Lapidus on with us right now from AgeForce. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Carl. How you doing?
Good, good. This is not a shill show. I don't know what people are going to say. In fact, one of the things I want to hit head on was an email that we did get from a fellow named Don. His last name starts with an L. I'm not going to give his full name because I did not ask him if it was okay to use his name on the show today that I forwarded to you. And I want to address that one right off the bat. But really, I've never had the activity in a supplement that we've had with your products. Are you seeing a lot of activity from our audience?
There's no question. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls from SHR, that's what I call Superhuman Radio, SHR, from your audience. Most of them overwhelmingly call are favorable. They love the interviews. They love the product. They ask a lot of intelligent questions. I think I've said this in a prior interview. I'm astounded at the knowledge, level of knowledge of the of your audience. They know what they're talking about. They ask great questions. Every once in a while, we get a some negative feedback, and that's fine. You know, we appreciate it. We try to learn from it. One of the things, and specifically that person you're talking about.
Well, before we talk, just let me give some excerpts from his email. I want to point out a couple.
Go
things
ahead.
For
yeah, sure.
Okay, he said he tried AgeForce's testosterone boosting patch. Shortly after he heard about it on the show, he used it for 30 days. He noticed absolutely nothing. He said after that cycle, he tried the HGH power patch. He's 18 days into it as of the time of this email of the 30-day cycle. He says, I've noticed nothing. Then he qualifies himself. He says, I'm a 47-year-old male who's been lifting consistently for 15 years, and I've tried many supplements over those years. In my opinion, these two products are duds. And then he did request refunds on one of them, I believe. Did he not?
Which we issued promptly, right?
Yeah,
it was
right.
Within the guaranteed
right.
period, sure.
Right. The thing that I want to point out is he says, it took me a while to find some independent reviews of these products, these patches, he said. The reviews said the patches, especially the HGH patch, do not work as advertised. I'm wondering, first of all, if there's some confusion. AgeForce also produces another line of homeopathic products, do you not?
Right, and I'll address that for you, sure.
Yeah, okay, so go ahead, say what you wanted to say, go ahead.
Yeah, we have two HGH patches, the Power Patch, which of course, you know, has been the topic of great discussion on Superhuman Radio.
And the reason it's a topic of great discussion is unlike other topicals and patches that claim to raise growth hormone, the Power Patch actually has real growth hormone in it, period.
That's correct.
Okay.
The other patch we have is what we call the Extra Strength HGH patch. Now, that is a homeopathic patch. Homeopathy, and most of your listeners will know this, homeopathic medicine is the introduction of a small amount of something to stimulate your body to make a larger amount of that same something.
Right.
So the extra strength patch has a small, very small, infinitesimal amount of HGH in it, along with some other amino acid supplements. And it is designed to stimulate one's pituitary gland to manufacture and release more natural human growth hormone.
Right.
It's a slow process. It takes time. We always tell people, please be patient. This is an instant gratification. But the constant day in, day out, it's a 5-day on, 2-day off cycle for the extra strength patch. The constant introduction of small amounts of HGH into the system are specifically designed to get the pituitary gland to make more of your own natural HGH.
Okay, I want to go on the record as saying something right now. I've never been a fan of homeopathic medicine. I really don't necessarily agree or believe that it is an effective way of stimulating the production of some of these endocrine hormones that they claim to stimulate. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there who embrace homeopathic preparations.
Homeopathic worldwide has an incredible following, literally hundreds of millions of
right.
people. And our tests show that over a period of time, our clinical trials show over a period of time the extra strength patch works. It takes time, however, to work. It is not
okay.
something that works quickly. Now, given that, and this person that wrote the email said that he's seen studies, every single oral spray, there are hundreds of brands out there of oral spray, HGH oral sprays,
right.
HGH powders, mixes, and several patch manufacturers of have HGH patches. 100% of those are homeopathic products.
Right.
The Power Patch is a one-of-a-kind. We're the only company that is marketing a transdermal medical patch, HGH patch, which has a tremendous dosage of HGH. We're not trying to stimulate your pituitary gland to make more HGH with the Power Patch. What we're doing is we're introducing a very substantial dosage of HGH into your system transdermally with the patch.
Right.
Totally different approach than homeopathic.
Right. Because this has real growth hormone in it in a considerably large dose. And
no
so,
question.
And the Power Patch is relatively new, correct?
About 4 months now.
Yeah. So the probability of there being lots of research on the internet about the Power Patch is probably pretty slim.
I'm not aware of any research on the Power Patch.
Okay.
What? And again, what we hang our hat on now is literally tens of thousands of customers that have ordered the Power Patch via the auto ship, and the rave reviews we get, and the people they're voting with their orders. Month after month, you know, send me more.
Now, do you think that you would ever do, and I happen to have a feeling of why you probably don't want to do this, but do you think you'll ever do any type of research trial with the Power Patch?
You know, we've touched on this before, Carl. We internally do clinical trials. We do double-blind placebo clinical trials.
Right.
But we do not release the results of those trials to the public. And again, this person that wrote, he's been a dedicated weightlifter, he's 47 years old, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
This is a good case in point. Here's somebody that's been lifting weights consistently for 15 years. He's 47 years old, and at the age of 47, his HGH production levels are still relatively high, and they're probably even higher than they should be for his age because he's an active weightlifter.
Right.
So
what you're saying is he's
not
going to
see.
Yeah,
he's not going to see the percentage increases that somebody that's 60 years old and has been sitting on a couch and decides to start to exercise all of a sudden.
Right.
So we just don't get into the percentage increase game. We don't get there are just too many variables involved.
Right. Okay.
Again,
okay.
we prefer to let the product rest on its laurels. Customer satisfaction to us is the best guarantee.
Okay. All right. We're gonna have, and you're not gonna be on the show for the rest of the show because we don't want people
to feel that you're
promoting.
No, I'm gonna sign off. I do want to mention one other thing.
Yes.
And, kind of a peek under the tent for your listeners, Carl.
Right.
We're very excited, and later this week we're going to be introducing another one-of-a-kind patch, one-of-a-kind product. It's a transdermal medical patch, a melatonin patch.
Wow.
We're just tremendously excited about it. There are lots of great melatonin supplements out there.
Right.
They're all oral supplements. And, we just, have found, that we have, some terrific, terrific advantages by, introducing a, melatonin supplement in a medical transdermal patch.
And we'll have you back on the show when that patch is ready to discuss, the merits of that patch as well, okay?
Look forward to it, and,
okay.
I'll leave you to your show. And,
okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, bye-bye. Steve. Okay. All right, so there you have it. So Steve Lapidus from AgeForce talking about a non-responder to a product. And obviously there's always going to be people out there who don't see the results. I mean, there's people out there who use steroids and don't see the muscle gains from it. So there's always non-responders in every arena. I have not spoken to any of the upcoming guests at all. So I have no idea what they're going to say. But I figured that's the best way to do this interview, to get to the bottom of whether or not people truly are happy with these products. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to have Gary Kobat on. Gary is the guy who trained Jim Carrey. He trains a bunch of stars. He's going to be on. We're going to be talking about reinventing yourself, competing after 50. You're not going to want to miss that. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Mike Mahler is constantly updating the cities that he will be attending seminars. You have to check his website constantly to see if a city close to you has been added. Go to MikeMahler.com today. Don't miss this opportunity. Okay. My first user slash listener guest is Michelle Ibert. How you doing, Michelle?
Good.
All right. Now, Michelle, have you and I talked, previously about your use of the AgeForce products? Did I do any kind of pre-interview with you at all?
You just asked if it'd be okay to call and
right.
talk about it.
Right. That's it. Okay. So I don't know what you're going to say, good, bad, or indifferent. Which product are you using of AgeForce right now?
Just the HGH Power Patch.
Okay. Now, do you train regularly? Are you an avid exerciser?
Yeah, I weight train at least 3 days a week, and I take Muay Thai kickboxing 2 days a week.
Wow. You're tough. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. So how long have you been using the Power Patch now?
Well, I just used my seventh patch on Saturday, so that's, what, 5 days, 35 days.
Okay, so what did you notice, or do you notice, or is it a placebo? Tell me what's going on. Give me your assessment of the product.
Well, so far, I can definitely say I'm sleeping better.
Okay.
Like
noticeably, or just like, you know, I mean, really like a big difference in your sleep?
Pretty decent, yeah. I mean, I definitely feel, even if I don't get the full 8 hours, I definitely feel pretty well rested.
Okay. What else have you noticed since you've been using the Power Patch?
Well, I noticed this morning, and I don't know if this is wishful thinking on my part, but it seems like my nails are nicer.
You say that again?
My fingernails.
Right.
Seem to be, like, growing better, longer, stronger.
That is a side effect of growth hormone. Hair, too, usually. What about your hair? You notice any changes in your hair?
Maybe a little thicker.
Okay. Now, what about your body? Do you notice any leanness? Do you notice any changes in fat deposition or anything like that?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I think it's kind of early.
Okay. Yeah, and even with legitimate injected growth hormone, it usually takes a few months to start to see any changes in repartitioning. Okay, so tell me about recovery. Recovery. Tell me about recovery. Now, you not only train very hard, but you have a job that requires that you be very active as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm walking about 4 hours a day for my job.
Okay. So that would put challenges on anybody to recover if you had to walk for 4 hours a day as part of your job, on top of doing Muay Thai and training in the gym and so on and so forth. Do you notice any changes in your recovery at all?
Maybe slightly.
Like, when you say slightly, like what? Do you feel like are you able to train harder?
Well, I'm not as tired at the end of the day.
You're not as tired as at the end of the day. Okay.
Right, because, I mean, you got to figure I'm walking at least 4 hours a day, plus I'm out in this heat, and, you know, South Louisiana is really hot and humid.
Right. Wow, that's true. You're walking in this heat right now, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so do you think that you will continue to use the AgeForce Power Patch?
Definitely.
So you're satisfied with it thus far?
Yes.
Now, we all know what a placebo effect is, right?
Yes.
Do you think it's a placebo effect that you just want it to work so bad that you feel like it is?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, your fingernails wouldn't get stronger and longer faster just because you want them to, let's face it, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you notice any changes in your cravings for foods or anything like that?
You know what? Now that you mention that, I'm not noticing cravings, but I'm noticing my appetite has increased.
It has increased.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, you know, elevating growth hormone levels can alter blood sugar levels to a certain degree. And sometimes you'll even become a little hypoglycemic, but also it may make you hungrier, they say. So obviously you're seeing that. Now, you haven't thought about that before. We just talked about it just now.
No, I mean, it just kind of occurred to me because I noticed this morning for sure. You know, I have my breakfast and I have a snack 3 or 4 hours later, but I'm wanting the snack a lot sooner.
Okay, so you're getting hungrier faster. Where do you put the patch, Michelle?
Right below my belly button.
Okay, okay. And does it stay on easy enough for you? I mean, you're obviously a pretty active person.
Yeah, so far it's stayed on fine. I mean, I put it on maybe an hour or two before bed.
Okay.
Sleep with it on and then take it off maybe 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Now, do you notice, I've used the patch. I actually noticed things the night that I put it on. Do you notice anything mentionable the nights you wear it versus the nights that you don't wear it? Dreams or anything like that?
No, dreams. I mean, I normally have pretty vivid dreams anyway.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I take, what's it called? VMA. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Would you recommend the Power Patch to other people? Do you think it's a good value?
Yes, I would say so. And, I definitely am looking forward to seeing even more results, so I'm going to keep using it.
Yes, over time. Have you been offered any kind of money or anything like that for this interview?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure people understand, you know, I am not trying to pimp or shill the product. I mean, I legitimately want to hear feedback from people to see if they like the product or they don't. Before you came on the air, Michelle, we read an email from a fellow who didn't like the product. He claimed that he tried both the Testo 100 and the Power Patch, and he said it didn't work for him at all. And you're going to have people that things don't work for. You know, it's not it's not a guaranteed across the board that everything is going to work for everybody. I mean, there's people who don't respond to creatine, and creatine is one of the most studied supplements out there, and we know it's effective. So obviously, there's always going to be non-responders in everything, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. Now, have you talked to any of your friends? Have you gotten any of your friends to try this product?
No, because there's not really any of my friends that really are into fitness or taking supplements. So,
why are you training in Muay Thai?
The exercise benefit, plus a little bit of confidence, you know, in case I get into something, I feel like I can handle myself a little better.
So does your job put you in areas perhaps or positions where you may have to defend yourself sometimes?
Yeah, it can.
Okay.
I mean, somebody's got to deliver the worst parts of town.
And so how are you doing with Muay Thai?
I'm on, I started at novice. I'm on the yellow rank now, so.
Wow. So can you throw one of those flying kicks, those flying knee kicks?
Yeah, I probably could.
Could you? Those are dangerous, man. I watch these guys that do that Muay Thai stuff. The Superman punch is the one, and the other one is that flying knee kick. I mean, that's dangerous. You get hit with that, you're going down. There's no doubt about it.
The knees are fun, but I think my favorite's probably the body kicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Muay Thai is really an interesting martial arts.
I love it.
Technique. Yeah.
I love it.
And so that's pretty exciting. So you're applying a lot of your strength training now into actually delivering punches and kicks now.
Correct. And it does help with my conditioning too.
The power patch we're talking about or the training?
The training. I'm sure the power patch is helping somewhat too, but not noticeably.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Well, I don't ever want to mess with you, Michelle.
As long as you're nice to me, you got nothing to worry about.
Oh, I'm always nice. That's the only people I'm not nice to is Monsanto and the FDA. So as long as you don't go to work for them, we'll always be nice to you.
Oh no, I don't like them any more than you do.
Okay, Michelle, I want to thank you for being so honest and coming on the show today and talking about this.
Sure.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so there you go. So that was the weigh-in on the Power Patch. When we come back, we're going to have somebody who's going to talk about the Testo 100 patch. And again, I have not interviewed this person. I don't know what they're going to say. They could drop a bomb and say that it doesn't work for them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Yeah. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to AgeForce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AgeForce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Wow, that was a persistent commercial that wouldn't stop running for Super DMZ, huh? Little glitch in the computer system here. Okay. All right, we're coming back with a fellow named Joel Giese. Did I pronounce your name properly, Joel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Joel, have I interviewed you before about this product? Do I know what you're going to say, you think?
Never.
Okay. All right. Have I offered you any money for doing this interview?
No.
Okay. Just want to be sure. Because if I did, I want it back. But anyway. all right. So you are currently using the AgeForce product, the Testo 100 patch, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. How long have you been using it for?
13 weeks.
Okay. 13 weeks. That's a pretty fair time to assess a product, don't you think?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Now, are you a gym rat? Do you train? Do you go to the gym at all?
Yep, all of the above.
Okay. And have you used testosterone-boosting supplements in the past?
Never before in my life.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Okay. All right. So you're a young guy. All right. So give me your assessment. Tell me what you notice, what you don't notice. Do you think the product works? You think it's bunk?
Okay. Well, first of all, interesting to note, back during the Christmas season, I worked at UPS for approximately 5 weeks, loading and unloading trucks. I mean, and we're all animals in there. And I'm probably the oldest animal in there.
Okay.
Now, I went in there with my kid just to get him a job in there because I got a couple other businesses that I'm involved in. So I was not on the product at that time. In May, they called me back, and I decided, you know, I'd shoot in there, maybe make a little more money. I actually had my last day this past Friday. But during that entire time period, I was using the Testo 100, and I can tell you that endurance and recovery were definitely noticeable. Back in the winter, I was very beat up every day. You know, it was taking its toll on me. That's hard work. I noticed especially in the last 3 or 4 weeks, performing very well. Left, you know, still had a full day, felt good, wasn't getting beat up like I was. So, you know, I have that as a
gauge,
frame,
a barometer.
Frame of reference.
Right, right. Okay. All right. So, did you notice these changes that you have noticed from using the Testo 100 patch immediately, or was it something that occurred over time? How did it work?
Definitely over time. But I can say, you know, if you want to say, you know, at what point do you think you started peaking? Probably within the last 4 weeks. As a matter of fact, you know, I had a day off. I just went out and hit the gym, did about 2 hours in the gym, felt great. I'm down about 25 pounds. Now, you could say that's because I'm working like a madman, you know, but additionally, you know, I've probably been carrying this extra weight for about 5 years.
So do you feel that you're leaning out easier this time around? You're getting leaner, easier.
Absolutely easier, yes.
Okay. What else do you notice that you think could be attributed to you using the testosterone-boosting patch from Age Force?
Increased libido.
Really? Noticeably? Absolutely. Or just, you know, marginally?
No, noticeably. I pretty much went on a dry run for about 5 weeks when I was at UPS back in the winter. And, you know, I'm back in action now. So that was definitely noticeable.
Okay. Now, what are the chances of some of these things that we're talking about right now that you notice just being placebo because you just want it to work so bad?
I think they're extremely slim. I first gone to Age Force about 8 or 9 years ago, when they were doing the HGH precursor pills. And, that was actually at the time the best supplement that I had ever taken. I feel like I try to be very subjective about how I judge my supplements. And, you know, definitely noted there's just a definite, difference using the Testo 100. I went online to get the HGH patch, and I noticed they had the Testo 100. And just as a fluke, I thought, "Hey, man, I'm going to give this a try," and really have had good luck with it.
Yeah. Okay. So you've been using the Testo 100 patch for how long? Did you say?
13 weeks.
13 weeks. And is it something that you think you'll continue to use?
Absolutely. Yep.
Do you think now? Would you recommend it to other people?
I would certainly recommend it to anybody else that's engaged in physical activity, because that's, you know, personally, that's where I'm noticing all the noticeable traits are in my physical activity and my recovery.
How hard do you train when you go to the gym?
Well, I was an amateur fighter for 12 years, and 99 I fought in the national championships, 2000 with the Olympic trials. So that being said, pretty hard.
Yeah,
maybe not as hard as I once did, but still pretty hard, I believe.
Right. So when you go to the gym, do you lift heavy, or do you still do like a boxer's, a fighter's routine?
It's all the above now. I do anabolic. I do aerobic. Still shadow box. Still hit the bag a couple times a week.
I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't want to answer it, don't answer it. But I want to ask it because I want to see if you have a frame of reference. Have you ever used performance-enhancing drugs in your career or in your life, let's say? Not even when you were competing, but let's say just in your life.
Yeah. Back in the day, in 99, you know, when I was fighting maybe once every 3 weeks, I was using Fast Orange. Do you remember that stuff?
Yeah, I do remember that. What was it? I'm trying to think what it was.
It was really supposed to get you pumped up. It had that Ma Hong, I believe they called it.
Ma Hong in it, right. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
You know, and a couple basketball players had dropped over from using it.
So
I was using that at the time. Problem I had with that product, it would get me up for about 20 minutes, you know. I mean, it's like a guy's using cocaine.
Right.
And then I'd hit the wall.
Right.
So that was, that's probably the closest to.
So you've never used any types of anabolic steroids, let's say, or anything like that?
No, sir.
So you have nothing to compare it to. I was going to ask you if you notice any of the things that you've noticed. You notice any changes in your skin since you've been using the Testo 100?
You know, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Just curious. Because a lot, you know, I'm looking for you to say something like oily skin or something like that. But no, that's fine. There's a guy who used Testo 100 and he didn't see any results. He's a hard training guy. What would you say to somebody who just doesn't see any results from it?
Well, I'd be interested to know what all he's taking. First of all, I mean, you know, if I personally keep my stuff limited. You know, I basically take a little vitamin regimen now, some minerals. That's it.
You take any creatine, monohydrate, or anything like that?
No, I used to. I don't anymore.
So you're very limited on the things that you're using right now.
I am, and I try to keep it natural, you know, and I try to eat good food. And, you know, like I said, I had put on the extra weight probably primarily just from beer drinking.
Huh. And that's a good way to do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah. But while I've toned that down a little, I wouldn't say any major lifestyle change. And, you know, still, you know, like I said, I'm down 25 pounds probably in the last three and a half months.
That's pretty good. That's really good, actually.
I'm actually about 10 pounds off of fight weight from where I was 10 years ago. So I feel good. I look good. The wife likes it.
You think you'll ever fight again?
No, sir.
You don't want to get your bell rung anymore at this late date?
Well, you know what? I still enjoy sparring. I still enjoy going in and schooling the young guys. And, you know, a little edge like the patch, I'll enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. So I guess, in your opinion, the Testa 100 patch, in your personal experience, is a good investment.
It absolutely is.
And
yeah,
you'll keep using it.
I will keep using it. And as I said, I actually got online to get the HGH patch, which I have my wife on. She's been on that for 13 weeks.
Now, is she on the power patch or on the homeopathic HGH patch?
She's on the homeopathic patch.
Why not just go to the power patch?
My reading of it was, you know, if you're an active guy like me, if you hit it real hard, you should move it up a level. You know, she has light workouts, maybe 2-3 times a week. One interesting point about that patch that we've noticed, she had not varicose veins, but
spider veins.
No, bulging veins in the backs of her legs, behind her knees.
Right.
And they have since disappeared.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever, you know, like I said, they're not spider veins, varicose, but
yeah, right. The veins start to push through. They kind of get lumpy. It looks like you have earthworms underneath your skin.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, right. And they've since disappeared.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Now, obviously, we can't say absolutely, unabashedly, that it's because of the patch, but she's not doing anything else other than the patch?
No other changes.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, you mentioned the guy that said that he used the patch and didn't see any results.
And there's always going to be non-responders to everything. I mean, I took Anavar, Anadrol. I took 150 milligrams of Anadrol a day for like 3 weeks, and I really, other than some water retention, I didn't notice any differences. I know it wasn't bunk either. It was good stuff. There's always going to be non-responders to different things.
Certainly. And you know, there's so many other factors. Personally, I've found, you know, I can start taking something. I ran out of something else, you know. In the meantime, you know, I had all the stress going on. I mean, there's just so many factors.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you and again, even your results, I have to say to the audience, look, this is one guy's results. This is anecdotal. There's no blood work being done. We don't have any proof that your testosterone levels are going up. We don't know what's going on. But from your standpoint, the money that you're spending on it and the results that you're getting from it, you're happy.
Yes, and I think my wife would argue that it does. It is quite effective.
Because of the change in libido, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with her. Listen, Joel, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and sharing your story, okay?
Thank you, Carl.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
All right, we're going to let Joel go, and when we come back, we got one more person coming on, and she's going to talk about the new patch, which we really don't have a whole lot of feedback on yet. But the new patch is the pre-post-workout patch. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll have Gary Kobat on, and Gary is going to be talking to us about reinventing yourself, competing after 50. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm a cowboy. I'm a stable.
you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. The third installment of this interview is going to be Lorraine Garnett. Did I pronounce that properly, Lorraine?
Yes, okay. You did.
Okay. Lorraine, have you and I spoken before? Have I pre-interviewed you in any way?
No.
Okay. Have I offered you any money for this interview?
No.
Okay. All right. I want to talk to you about a product made by AgeForce, which you are currently using, I believe, which is the pre- and post-workout product, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your training, first of all, Lorraine. How often do you get to the gym? What kind of training do you do?
I vary it a great deal. I go to the gym, I'd say, about 5 times a week.
Okay.
And I do different things. I like to give my body different information. Sometimes it's aerobic, sometimes it's weight, sometimes it's yoga, sometimes it's boxing, sometimes it's pole dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you really keep it fresh, constantly keep the body guessing what's coming next.
Pretty much, yes. It's a good way to put it.
Okay. And how long have you been using the AgeForce product?
Their products in general, about a year. This product is brand new, and because I'm so impressed with the other product, I figured they have something new. I will try it. So I started using it about two or three weeks ago.
Okay.
Whenever it first came on the market.
And so you put it on and before you go to the gym, I take it, right? And and you leave it on well after the gym. What do you notice since you've been using it?
Oh, I was totally flabbergasted. A quantum leap in my performance.
Really?
And yeah, now it wasn't just energy. I've tried a lot of products that kind of gave me more energy. This was different. It was a quantum leap, not just in strength and endurance, but in skill and coordination.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is doing something for the brain or the ability of the nervous system to make new connections.
I believe there is some ginkgo in there, too, if I remember correctly. There is some ginkgo biloba in there, so maybe that could be it.
This is more than ginkgo biloba. I've taken that. And,
okay.
I noticed I made a tremendous breakthrough in my level of skill.
Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting.
And also in muscle awareness, because when I train, no matter what I'm doing, I'm very concerned about form, because I know you could, let's say, do something very simple like lift a barbell, and I could do it with emphasizing different muscles, and it's the same movement, but physiologically, it's a different strategy, and I think it's really important to keep muscles in any group balanced. And if one muscle does all the work, the others you have to focus on getting the others up to speed.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, especially if you're concerned with reshaping a part of your body, you have to be aware of those things. And I noticed quite a shift in how I, something like, doing flies. My shoulders are more symmetrical, and yes, I have to consciously control it and think about it. But
so you feel like there's more of a mind muscle connection going on now. It sounds like
yes. Oh, absolutely.
And you've never experienced that before.
Not as a result of a product.
What have you done in the past that has caused you to have a greater mind muscle connection, do you think?
Well, at one time I would go quite regularly. I would get at amino acids intravenously.
Really?
It was a big nuisance and very expensive, so I spent quite a while looking around for a substitute, and that was about a year ago, or a little more, I think, now, when I discovered the Age Force products. I'm getting off the subject.
No. I was just curious if you, so you have something to compare to, is what I'm saying. You've used things in the past that have given you this result, and you have something to compare to.
Yes, the other thing that's given me that result was not a product, but let's just say I did a lot of neuromuscular training work.
Okay. Okay.
I would call them brain rewiring exercises.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, the exercise, that work with your coordination at a really basic level.
Right.
I've been through, right. But, so I'm very aware of, coordination and what underlies it. And yeah, this was quite amazing.
Now, do you have any problems with the product staying on throughout your workout from sweating or anything like that?
No. The only problem I've had, and I have already complained to Steve about it. He's really great with being in touch with his customers.
Right.
And he said he's working on it. Some water will sometimes seep under the patch in the shower. So he suggested that I get some waterproof athletic tape and put it over it, which I've been doing.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to when he when the patch does not require that, because I use another one of his patches and I shower with
What's the other patch that you use?
The HGH one.
Is it the power patch, the one with 25 milligrams of growth hormone, or
no.
is it it's the homeopathic preparation?
The homeopathic preparation. I believe in starting conservatively. I used that for a while, and then my had my doctor monitored my IGF-1 levels, and she was pretty amazed.
Really? Tell me about that. So how long did you use that homeopathic product?
Well, I'm still using it.
But I mean, but how long were you using it when you went and had your IGF-1 levels checked again and your doctor was amazed?
Oh, about 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And then subsequently it sustained.
So how much of a leap in IGF-1 did you notice? Do you recall the blood work, or did your doctor share with you the actual range values?
Yes, she did, and I'd have to find the file.
Yeah, no worries, but it was significant. No. It wasn't like a fluke. It was significant. In other
words. No. It was because we had during that whole period when I was looking for a substitute for the intravenous amino acids, I was trying various products, and we were checking my IGF-1 levels, and sometimes we found a couple of them made some difference, but not, this was like
dramatic.
Whoa.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, that's good. So that at least you have confidence in the products then.
Yeah. So that's why when he said he had a new product, I said, yeah, I want to try it.
Now, Lorraine, would you recommend the pre and post workout patch to other people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, can I ask how old you are, Lorraine? Do you mind telling me that?
Sure. I will be 65.
Wow.
But people who see me don't believe it. If I want to get a senior citizen discount,
they make you show your ID?
Yes.
That's great. That's fantastic. But that's all that great exercise and supplementation and all the things you're doing right. So that's good.
I guess so.
Yes. It all pays off in the end. That's very, very good. Well, listen, Lorraine, I want to thank you very much for making time to come on the show and talk about this.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so there you go. We weigh in. If you have any information that you would like to share with us about the AgeForce products, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Gary Kobat on the show talking about reinventing yourself, especially competing in a sport event, whatever it is, bodybuilding, distance running, whatever, but competing after 50. It takes a different set of standards to compete after 50. We're going to be talking to Gary Kobat about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Space is very limited.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience and being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stoned, immaculate.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest knows a little something about reinventing yourself. He's Gary Kobat. He's helped a lot of people reinvent themselves. How you doing, Gary?
Awesome. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. And I don't want to be a name dropper, but you've worked with some amazing celebrities. One guy I watched last night in a movie and I couldn't help thinking about. I know that you work with Jim Carrey, correct?
Absolutely. Last 10 years, actually.
Yeah, I watched that movie last night, which called I Love You, Philip Morris, which I have to tell you, he is, anybody who's not seen this movie, it's a totally different side of Jim Carrey than you'll ever see. I mean, he is just an amazing, amazing actor. He just never ceases to astound me in the roles that he can play.
Exactly. Well, he's incredibly gifted. He's incredibly creative. But he's incredibly connected to, you know, the universe has got our back when we allow it, when we kind of remove these blocks and these belief systems. We call it our BS. When we take some of this away and we, you know, sometimes it takes to sit and listen, you know, in the case of Lance or myself, or we might go on an 80-mile bike ride and we just listen, you know. So there's active meditation and then there's sitting meditation, right?
Right.
But both meditations are all about focus. So when we bring that focus back inside, there's this incredible Grand Canyon reservoir of who we really are. And sometimes it's just a matter as we get older. You know, I'm 54, and you just told me you were, you know...
53.
53. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so you're... turning 54, looking 44, feeling 34.
Right.
And that's, you know, 10 years off the way you look and adding 20 years of energy back onto your, you know, onto your way of doing your day. And that's capable of anybody. And that's really where Jim and I met. He was turning 40. He had, they were going to say yes to the script, Bruce Almighty.
Right.
And he was, you know, hovering around that 215 mark. He's 6'1". But the part was really about as younger and as energetic as he could be and connected to spirit.
Right.
So really, we live that part from right from the beginning, and we got him down to 180. So for 215 to 180, that's like 35 pounds. But it really wasn't about any of that. It was about reconnecting to what he loved, because he didn't know where to start. He was stuck. And they canceled 13 times before I went over there. And each time he just is like, he thought he was ready, but he wasn't. He thought he was ready, but he wasn't.
Really?
He couldn't make the commitment.
He couldn't make the commitment.
Right. But the courage was there because he kept telling his staff, give Gary a call. So on the 14th time I went over there and I got in there, and he just came from this, you know, I've been hibernating for 6 months and I haven't felt really good about myself. And then he just listed like, you know, 2 more minutes worth of excuses. And I just said, whoa, stop. I said, you and I both know that's just not, I'm not going to swallow that. Okay?
Right, right.
Here's the deal. You're from Canada, right? And he goes, well, yeah. And I said, you ice skate? He goes, well, yeah. And I go, do you have any ice skates? And he goes, well, yeah, they're up in the attic. I go, let's go get them. Let's dust them off. I tell you what, here's our session. I'm coming back tomorrow. But when I come back tomorrow, I want you to shower. Let's get your hair cut. Let's shave. You know, let's get you ready to go out into public, but also let's get ready to train. So he's like, okay. So I came back the next day. I had blocked off an hour and a half at the local rink, you know, and it's the middle of the summer, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just like 90 degrees and whatever. And he was just amazed, like, wow, we still have, you know, ice in the middle of the summer. Yeah, he just got caught up.
Right.
No different than a CEO sitting at his desk or,
right.
you know, a customer
you become
service.
You become myopic to life.
Exactly. A customer service manager, a salesperson. It doesn't matter. We get caught up, you know, and we give our power away, sometimes in relationships, sometimes in our work relationship, you know, our spouse or our girlfriend or boyfriend and or, you know, our family members. And we give away our power. We lose sight of who we really are. All we did with Jim, all I did was ask him to think about something he loved. And let's go do it and be it. So we jumped in the car, jumped onto the rink, and here's a man who was 39 turning 40. He turned 15 years old
right.
within 2 minutes. Okay, and the, you know, air and the wind was blowing in his hair, and he was skating, and oh my gosh, the biggest smile on his face. So now, what do? For 10 years, I go find the rink in any city we're at, including New Orleans, where we made I Love You, Philip Morris. So,
right.
And Jim, it's either painting or it's skating or with anybody else out there, it's something they love. So, you know, like, where do we start with this reinvention?
So it's almost like, you know what? There's a flow. A spiritual flow that occurs when you do something that you love.
Yeah, it's this free energy, you know.
Right.
For a cyclist or a runner, right, when we're going downhill, we call it free speed,
right?
Because we just have to, like,
yeah,
you know,
just put one leg,
let
yeah,
go,
put one leg in front of the other, right, exactly.
Yeah, gravity will take over. But
right.
on the flip side in life with aging, right, it's the same thing. Gravity's going to take over unless you become conscious of it. So
right.
in your case, you're just bringing – you're shining light, which is basically – what I do is we just shine some light on maybe some things that people are not being conscious of.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, in Jim's case, we just basically got back on skates. And so, and that was just, you know.
Perfect for him.
It was perfect for him. And for Will Ferrell, it was running. You know, he had an opportunity to do a lead part with Nicole Kidman. Well, she's tall and lean and fit and he wasn't from Saturday Night Live,
right?
So, because his comic was more of a roly-poly.
Right, a soft guy.
Yeah, right, over at, they did the part at UCLA, you know, where he ran with, you know, streaked with no clothes on.
Oh, that was hilarious in that movie. That was something about the school, wasn't it? High school?
Yeah, old school.
Old school. That was a good movie.
Okay, so that's when he and I started, right around there, so you could see what he looked like, literally, I mean, from A to Z. So anyway, he gets this part, and it's just like, well, what do you love? And he says, well, I kind of like to run a little bit. And I go, really? Seriously? He goes, yeah. He said, we're thinking about, you know, what would it be like to do a marathon? And I've got 50 marathons under my belt, so I'm like, you're in the right place.
Right.
But it's really a mind drives the body, right? So we just basically chipped away from 235 to 190. He was lean and mean for the movie Bewitched, and we had run the New York Marathon, the Stockholm Marathon in Sweden, because his wife's Swedish, and then we came back and ran Boston, and he was like with the fastest, you know, celebrities to run Boston.
Really?
Yeah, he broke 4 hours. He was at 356.
Wow.
And you would never think, like, Will Ferrell of all people, but he's an amazing student. He loves to feel world class. So whether it's a CEO, whether it's a soccer mom, whether it's, you know, a celebrity, you know, Kate Winslet, anybody, you know, Robin Williams, anybody, John Kaczynski from The Office, Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order, we just, like, ask them to look back inside into what they love. And John Kaczynski from The Office, he loves to ride a bike. I mean, oh, we got the mountain bike now, we got the hybrid, we got the urban, you know, vehicle and those kinds of things.
You have anybody who loves to lift weights?
Our way is we slide that weightlifting in there, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's important. We know the core. You know, we know the abs. We know the back. We know, you know, our core. And we obviously know how it increases our metabolism. So they all lift.
Right.
Just so you know. They all lift. But it seems to be secondary for what they're after.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
all my Ironmen, they lift.
Right.
Okay. You know, all of my elite athletes.
All your professional athletes, I know. And they're the ones that they get it. They know that muscle is metabolic currency. They have to have the muscle on their carcasses to do the job.
Well, exactly. You know, we've all had some food, and then next thing you know, we're perspiring.
Yeah, right. right.
It's fuel, right? We're metabolically active, right?
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about what can people do if they've come to a point in their lives where they've lost track of themselves. How do you find yourself, and then how do you reinvent yourself? We're talking with Gary Kobat. You can learn more about Gary by going to his website, Gary Kobat, KOBAT.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Come on. I said my feet don't dance. We just pull up a pants. Let's do the rock away.
Come on. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
6-Oxo is back. Thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial
chondrobiogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Gary Kobat. Gary, life, it gets, I suffer from this myself. I mean, I just went through it. I actually did a mea culpa a couple weeks ago on the show saying I haven't been living the life that I've been promoting on the show. Life gets in the way. You know, we're constantly besieged with obstacles and distractions and so on and so forth. And the next thing you know it, we're kind of like in this tailspin. What does somebody do, first of all, just to, I hate to coin a term that Susan Powder made famous back in the 80s, but stop the madness. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you even grab a hold of yourself and turn it around?
Great question, as a matter of fact, because there's so many people involved in that right now, getting this caught upness, if I can say it that way, right?
Right.
Here's the deal, and it's the name of my new book, okay? Here's the title. It's okay. We walk around beating ourselves up. I'm behind. I let myself go. I'm getting too old. There's not enough time. And it's this constant self-betrayal, or just taking a baseball bat to ourselves, you know, metaphorically, right?
Right.
And it's just give yourself a break. Let yourself off the hook. You know, the past is all about shame and blame and guilty.
Right.
And the future is all about, you know, fear. Oh, my God, what's going to happen and then? And what if they say this? And what if they say that? It's not about the past. We don't have it. It's gone. We don't have the future yet. It's not here yet. All we have is right now. So right now you want to say, it's all right. It's okay. That's just part of the human experience. There's so many of these people walking around thinking it's only optimistic, it's only optimistic, it's only optimistic, and then they don't feel good, or they're in some sort of pain or confusion in their life, and they don't know how to handle that down part. So it's yin and yang. It's up and down. It's like a seesaw. It's some awesome gift days and some days challenging. You can't even tie your shoes, right? So it's okay. Just let yourself off the hook and start there and go, wow, I'm here where I'm at. Oh, well, this
right.
is where I'm at.
Right.
However, I've done this before. My friends are doing it in front of me. I watch people all the time do it. People older than me are doing it. You know, there's nothing like a race, right? And
right.
somebody 20 years older, you just go bopping right by you, right? And it's like, wow, if they can do it, I can do it kind of thing. And just give yourself, let yourself off the hook and then come from this, I'm going to start from now.
Yeah, from where I am right here. This is
exactly,
where I'm starting.
All right. we have is right now. And start there. And let yourself know, oh, well, it was just the human experience, right? You are where you're at with the consciousness that you have. So if in the last, let's say, 6 or 12 months for you, you got caught up, you were making decisions with the consciousness you had at that moment.
Right.
But with our conversation today and with you interviewing me, thinking about some questions and listening and me listening and responding, this little hour, right, is going to both do justice for us and your
right.
audience, right?
Right.
It's going to say, whoa, okay, we're going to bring in a little more consciousness. So you always ask, you know, you ask me, and people ask me all the time, like, where do you start? One, it's okay. Just give yourself a break.
So don't beat yourself up for what you feel like you haven't been doing.
Right.
Don't beat yourself up for what you feel like you may have lost.
Correct.
Just start where you are and start moving forward.
Exactly. Number two is it's an inside job. what do you really love? No different than when I met Jim Carrey. Within minutes of going into his house, I'm like, well, wait a minute here, you know, and I had this hunch, so I went with it, like, hey, he's got to be Canadian, he's got to ice skate, let's start there.
Right.
Something different, right?
Right.
What do you love? What is, you know, what do your friends love? What, you know, what does the audience love? Start, if they love to walk, if they love to snow ski in Switzerland, if they like to swim, you know, if they like you said, if they love to lift, and they love to lift, and they love to lift, and they love to lift, lift.
Right,
you know,
right.
Make sure it's on your schedule and just put it back in. And like you said, you'll reconnect to this universal spirit that's your essence. You know, love makes the world go round. But really, how do we start transformation, or where does transformation start? With our pain. Everybody thinks it starts with our love. It actually starts with our pain.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the day you said, you drew the line in the sand, and you said, man, I don't feel good. I'm not walking.
Oh, you know what? I felt so bad, and I actually did a mea culpa on the air because I thought I'm going to put it out there so I can't take it back. I'm not going to say, oh,
right.
I'm going to get back on the horse here. I put it out there so the audience could hold me accountable. I said, you know what? I haven't been doing the things I've been espousing. I haven't been doing the things that I've done for the past decade. I'm getting back on the horse now, and I'm letting you know that I'm getting back on the horse because now I can't backslide. It's out there now.
Exactly, and that emotional pain inside, okay, inspired you to, like, take control, right?
Right.
Get a hold of yourself. Let yourself know, hey, I'm moving forward. See, the body love, the body, it's not about time, and it's not about money, okay, and it's not about failing. It's just doing what you love and getting it started, okay, because then the healing process starts. So I broke it down into three steps to reinvent yourself or to transform yourself.
Okay.
And that's number one, awaken.
Okay.
Just awaken. Just shine a light. So Gary runs around the world just shining light. That's really what I do. I assist people in awakening, you know?
Okay.
And then I back off a little bit, and they're like, whoa, he's right. We do get paid to sleep. What do you mean you get paid to sleep? Look. If you're an employee and you get a 9-to-5 job and you get a paycheck every couple weeks, okay, you get paid to sleep. You don't get paid to perform at your job necessarily, okay? Because if you're not sleeping at night, you're not going to perform at your job.
Mm-hmm.
So we break it back down into where does this stuff all start? Number one, just awaken to who you really are, and who you were at that moment was like, I'm not walking my talk. So the first step was you awoke to it, and the second step is, you know, you made a move forward, right? You had some courage, and you breathed through it, we call it. Or in your case, you took the microphone and you went on the air.
Right.
And you pronounced yourself through it.
Right, right, right.
And that fear or that apprehension or that sluggishness started to dissipate immediately just by making that mea culpa, by pronouncing it.
Right.
Okay, so it's understanding how does it really work. It's not about going slam dunking, you know, 100 sit-ups. Is that part of the process? Absolutely. But it starts first in the mind and the spirit, okay? And then the body will follow whatever direction you're pointing in, all right? So we awaken to the sluggishness, okay? Number two is we bring some love to it. Your way of bringing love was pronouncing to the world, it's time for me to walk my talk.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we call it bringing some compassion or some love. Not beating yourself up, but saying, I'm ready. So, number one, how do we, what's this readiness? Number one, are you worthy? Number two, are you willing? And number three, are you ready? So, some people, the sluggishness is all because of they're not feeling worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you feel worthy, I always ask people, ask Jim, are you worth it? Oof, yeah. Okay. Are you willing? Well, yeah, I called you, didn't I? I said, absolutely, touche, high-five me, boom.
Right.
Right? So you felt worthy enough to call, and you were willing enough to get started, right? The 14th time, unfortunately, but all that showed me was he was kind of.
Right.
He wasn't fully 100% committed,
right.
But he knew it was the right thing. So what was happening is by the 14th time, he was truly listening and following through to this intuitiveness inside that you also had when you drew the line in the sand, picked up the mic, and did the mea culpa on the show, right?
Right.
You knew it. You just knew it. It's a knowing, we call it.
Right.
So are you worthy? Are you willing? And then three, are you ready? Okay? And that's the step two. So one, we awaken by just shining the light and just listening inside and going, something's imbalanced here. I'm caught up. And then we go, it's okay. Let yourself off the hook. So two is you, when you let yourself off the hook, it starts this compassion or bringing some love to yourself.
Right.
And then when you bring in this love to yourself, you ask yourself these questions. You know, are you worthy? Are you willing? And are you ready? Some people feel worthy. Some people feel willing, but they're not ready.
I gotta have a fun. I have a funny feeling that in our current society today, a lot of people don't feel worthy. I think
correct.
That I gotta believe that that's gotta be the number one stumbling block. I think a lot of people don't feel worthy of their own successes.
We could just stop right there and do an entire hour on worthiness.
Right.
Like, what happens? Why did you feel worthy at one point in your life and you don't now? Okay, the more you listen to TV, you know, the more negativity, the more victims in your, you know, around you and your friendships and things like that. And what I call is this, you know, the crash course in boundaries and starting to create some boundaries to help you, okay, in this step two. How do you go from step two of bringing some compassion and love and healing this, you know, getting caught up in this, right?
Right.
How do you step three, step into your real power? And that's what I call is the crash course of boundaries. And it's really simple. And if anybody listens and writes down anything today, it's this. Number one, crash course in boundaries is take responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Now, yeah. It's not just take responsibility, but it's take responsibility for everything you think, everything you feel, everything you say, and everything you do. And when, if everybody, literally, in the next 10 minutes, all took responsibility for everything they thought, felt, said, and did, okay?
Right.
Everybody would escalate their vibration within themselves. They'd be starting to find, they'd start to feel, they'd start to move in their higher best selfness.
Hmm. Okay? So it sounds very simple. Take responsibility.
Yeah, it is simple.
But I mean, so is it? Do you just say to yourself, "I'm taking responsibility for everything that I do, everything I think, everything I say"? Is that it, or is it? What are examples of? I guess I'm trying to play this out. So if I'm not taking responsibility, something happened to me on the way to the studio today, I would be thinking, "Oh, it's because of that guy there or this person there. That's why it happened." Instead, what should the dialogue be?
Yeah, well, number one, you took responsibility by drawing the line in the sand, picking up the mic, and pronouncing mea culpa on your show.
Right, okay.
That's taking responsibility for everything you were thinking on the way to that show.
Right.
What you were feeling inside, right?
Right.
What you were saying to yourself out loud or to a friend on the way, and then you did something about it.
Right, right.
Okay? So you literally played out taking responsibility by drawing the line in the sand and saying, you know what, I've been caught up and it's okay, but not anymore. I'm moving forward.
Gotcha.
Okay? So there's a couple of ways, you know, that you can do. Let's just say somebody's overcommitted and they're blaming and shaming or judging somebody because of their energy, right?
Right.
You want to draw that line or, again, the crash course in boundaries. What we do typically is not only is there this epidemic of worthiness going around or unworthiness, okay, there's this, I'm going to take responsibility for other people's stuff.
Mm.
Okay? And so many people are taking responsibility. And what I teach in relationship, so it's not, you know, Gary's not just trainer guy and Gary's not just reinventor guy, right? Gary's just Gary, right? Gary's being Gary. And Gary, what Gary teaches is the human experience, and we apply it to elite, you know, athletes.
Right.
We apply it to elite actors. We apply it to anybody, you know, is ready and willing, okay, and feeling worthy about there's a world-class, you know, person and athlete inside them.
Right.
So, again, we're all walking around going, oh, my gosh, if I would have done this and my girlfriend wouldn't have done that. And no, okay? She needs to take responsibility for what she thinks and says.
Right.
And does. Okay?
Right.
And feels.
Right.
And when she tries, you know, and again, when we're feeling like insecure, we start to control.
Mm.
So we want to not control everything and everybody.
Right.
And say, nope, that's your responsibility. My responsibility is over here.
Right.
So if everybody just went, took their energy back inside themselves, and as they gave themselves this compassion and this love, they will have more love back out. To the audience, to the people, to the intimate people in your life, to the intimate people in their life.
Gotcha.
So it's this boundary crossing. It's like, you know, you should have done that, Gary, and you should have done this, and I would have done it this way, and I'm like, you're trespassing. Did I ask you?
So when people say I should have, you should have, or you could have. Or...
Yeah, my favorite line is, you should all over yourself, right?
Hey, you should all over yourself. Yeah, I like that. I've heard that before, actually.
Exactly, right? It's like, no, I should have done what? I did what I did with the consciousness that I had. Give me a break. Let me off the hook.
So it sounds like we get caught up in blame.
Yes.
Is like mental masturbation.
It's past, too. It's something that happened this morning, or something that happened yesterday, or something that happened last week, or something that happened 2 years ago, and you're not over it yet.
So we really need to become aware of when we're blaming, and we need to stop. Like, as if you catch yourself in that inner dialogue, where the dialogue is, well, it's because of this person, or that person. It's like, as soon as you find yourself blaming, what do? Just stop, or do you replace it with something?
Perfect. Awesome question. Amazing question, actually. Love. This is great. You pause. You call it a stop. I call it a pause. Pause is just a little calmer, a little more graceful, because we have all these edges, right? And look, I lift, you lift, I've been to world championships and races and stuff. There's an edge to me, right?
But right.
We have to learn how to be quiet power.
You know, that's so important. Power. I've come to the conclusion, Gary, that, when we're little babies, we're not thinking at all. When you look at a little baby, I'm talking about a baby that's 4, 5, 6 months old. They look so peaceful. There's nothing going on inside that head. We're under the impression that it's normal to think constantly. It's not.
And I call it, we got to get out of our heads.
Yes.
Okay? And we got to get back into our
You know what? One of your blog posts talks about noise. I've been using the word noise on my show for the past 6 years to describe the constant thought that goes on in your head. It's like,
yeah.
I call it noise, especially like right before athletic competition. It's important to squelch the noise, I say, because that noise is distracting. It's like you cannot focus with that noise in your head.
Yeah, exactly. And who hasn't stood on the starting line or just before competition, right? And just was shaking in their boots.
Right.
And that's just so much noise. It's
right.
So much disconnection.
Right.
And all it is one or two little strategies is reconnecting to who you really are. And then your heart's calm, your nerves are calm, and you're coming from your true power.
Right.
So this whole thing we're talking about is like you said, consciousness. It's just being awake. It's just shining some light. And you know what a good coach does is just sees what maybe the other person isn't seeing. Shine some light on it, and then ask them to think about it for a while. Why? Because if I took every responsibility for everybody I coach, I wouldn't be able to breathe, go to the bathroom, eat, It would be consuming.
It's overwhelming, yeah.
It's overwhelming. Why? Because what we really want to do is we want to turn that back to them and said, if you had to guess, what would you think your next step would be?
Yeah.
You know,
I had a good therapist that used to do that to me. I had a therapist when I was a kid. I was living in Las Vegas in my 20s. And I had the good fortune of meeting a good therapist named Jerry Katz. I don't know where he is today. I'd love to know where he is. But I remember when he would ask me a question and I'd say, I don't know. And he'd look at me and he'd pause. He'd go, well, if you did know, what do you think the answer would be? And then I would usually spit out an answer. And it was, it's amazing.
Not only amazing, it would be probably 99% true.
Yeah, it was.
Because you got out of your head
about
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know in this loop. And you went into your heart and went, well, it would be this.
Yeah.
And he's going, well, of course.
Yeah.
Great decision.
And you know what? And we have to take a commercial break, but one of the things that he taught me was he got me to read the book, I'm Okay, You're Okay.
Oh, awesome.
And and he used to tell me, Carl, he'd say, if you learn anything from me, learn this, that you are certainly no better and certainly no worse than anybody else. And that's a profound thought. It doesn't mean a lot when you first start saying it, but when you really start to realize it, it levels the playing field in life very, very quickly.
Exactly, and everything going on, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay? come full circle. That's why I loved when you were talking about it's okay to start there. You know what I mean? It kind of plays. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Gary Kobat. Visit his website, Gary Kobat, KOBAT.com. We'll be right back.
Let's go. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. VeryIntensePleasure.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Gary Kobat. His website is GaryKobat, K-O-B-A-T.com. Check it out. He's got some great stuff up there. Really makes you think. You know, we get so caught up in the day-to-day affairs like rats on a wheel that sometimes we don't stop and just think about what we're doing, how it's affecting us.
Exactly. And like I do, we talk about getting caught up. And it's giving away our power. It's just taking a moment and listening. You know, all our answers are inside. We have all the answers inside. Everything we need is inside. People think like heaven is up there, right? Heaven's inside.
Yeah.
You know, tapping back into our core self is a slowing down, relaxing process. We call it that quiet power is inside. And to do that, you got to take some things off your to-do list. Because it's not just about to-do. You know, we're really good as athletes, right? And CEOs and people of accomplishment or like to accomplish, you know, or have that male energy, right? give us a to-do list, you know,
right.
Tell us what's on that checklist, you know, we'll
right.
get it done, and then we, you know, revel in that feeling of, oh, we did it, you know, that kind of thing. It's a doing and a being process, this being. Who are you being? Are your friends liking who you're being right now? You know, are you being a victim? You know, proud? Are you comfortable? Are you in, you know, think this is, you know, your true self right now? It's this doing and being and doing and being instead of just do, you know, in training, elite athletes, right? Stress plus stress plus stress plus stress equals more stress.
Right.
But stress plus rest, stress plus rest, stress plus rest equals strength, fitness, endurance, you know, world records, personal best, right?
Right.
It's slipping in that rest. It's like, you know, and again, your whole audience knows, you know, we break down when we train, right? And we grow back together when we sleep.
Right.
So we really get stronger when we sleep. So it's this whole, you know, kind of relaxing and taking the edge off and giving yourself some space and some time to listen what you really desire and what you really love and who do you really want to be and who are you right now. You know,
what are the special considerations about competing at the age of 50 and above? So many of us, we're not ready to give up the ghost at 50. I have desires to come back and maybe do some powerlifting again. Can I be as good as I want to be? Is that just in my head? Am I never going to be as good as I was when I was young or the young guys out there? What do you think?
You are, and then some. So not only are you as good, okay, and that's being proved left and right, day to day, okay, but you have more experience now, more intelligence. So it's this blend of believing and knowing, and then also bringing in that experience about knowing what it takes to get there. For instance, in the yesterday was the end of the Tour de France. It's
right.
198 of the best cyclists in the world. The oldest person to ever win a Tour de France was yesterday.
Really?
Okay, and that's 2,200 miles. It's 22, 23 days. That's tens of thousands of feet of climbing. That's, you know, 23 and 28 and 30-year-olds he's competing against, right? And
how old was he?
He was like 34.
Wow.
Okay, but, you know, it's like tennis, right? If a 34-year-old won Wimbledon, it would be outrageous.
Right.
Because your best years, though, for Major League Baseball, hockey, are right in this 28 to 33, 34 range, right? Usually 32. But then, you know, we start to lose testosterone after 30, and our DHE, our pregnenolones, and all of those things, you know, from 30 on, right? So our optimal age athletically, elite athlete, is like around 30. Well, this person's 34, and he's just warming up.
Right.
You know? Right. So then you got, you know, George Hincap, he's the 17th, you know, Tour de France, and he's, you know, going to be 40, and he's doing it right alongside everybody else. So if you're 50 and you want to lift again, it's already done. It's already happened.
Right.
And it's not wondering. It's not doubting. Okay? It's just doing the things that you need. And are you willing to do? And that's, again, the physiology, right? Our neurotransmitters. How's your serotonin and how's your dopamine, right? Your digestive tract. Okay? It's that crude fuel, excuse me, food, turning it into fuel,
right?
And just making sure, you know, you're clean and efficient, right? And then your blood and the red size of the red blood cell and the hematocrit, which is your oxygen in the blood, and all of these simple things that could be done with supplementation and rest and training stress and rest recovery, right? And then looking at, you know, just being conscious, shining some light on your thyroid and your hormones and your testosterone and, you know, those kinds of things, and then your adrenals, under and respecting your adrenals because you've got this body that has more mileage on it.
Right.
So I have 300,000 miles on a bike and 51 marathons. Of course, I'm really, really respectful of what I do, and I take out all the junk workouts, all the junk miles, and just I don't need that anymore as an older person, right, 50 and above. And what I love is these master categories, right? They gave us the incentive, right? They gave it a label in a category where we can compete, whether in the open division or in the
well,
the
guys
category.
Are right. Yeah, exactly.
And that brings back, you know, feeling like you're 20 again.
Right.
So it's really this, you know, do you love it?
Yeah.
What's your reason for doing it? Is it just your ego, or is there a real deep, you know, haven't lived out this amazing feeling that I have? You know, when I'm in that on stage, or I am in, you know, what I love is not just race day. I love the whole training process for 6 to 8.
Well, that's what I want. You know what? I was just thinking when you said,
I don't have to compete necessarily. I don't have to end up going to a competition, but I just want to continue to train and get stronger and stronger, because for me, training and strength is like optimism. If I can continue to get stronger, then I'm because I used to, when I first started doing this show 6 years ago, I used to say stronger is younger. So if I can keep getting stronger, then I'm pushing the clock back.
Right. And you know, physiologically, and just studies we've got now, and they're not, you know, it's not all said and done, but how, you know, we can get stronger and faster and maintain this wellness efficiency, what, way beyond 60, way beyond 65, right? So you're just, you know, you're in the last third, right, of this, you know, to say, hey, I'm too old or whatever. It's just something you're buying in. You're giving away your opportunity and your power.
Yeah.
Right? So this 50 is just a number. You know, I always talk about the calendar, and that's chronological.
Right.
So that's just a number. You know, maybe important for insurance companies, but that's about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's biologically. It's like, how old are we inside? So when we talked about those neurosciences and digestive tract and the blood and the cholesterol and the red blood cell and the hormones and the adrenals, all those physiology things are like age. They'll give us how old are we inside?
Right, biological age, right.
Exactly.
Right.
We'll add it all up and we want to age gracefully, not quickly. It's where that, you know, the product of decay, sugar, right?
The one
that ages is fastest. The
right.
ingredient that ages is fastest, right? We want to lower that. We want to keep things in balance. We want to do things gracefully. People come to me now, it's like, I want to run a marathon again. I did when I was 25, right? And I said, great, so let's take 10, 11, 12 months. Well, no, I want to run it in like 6 weeks. No.
You know, so you have to have more, like you said, you have to have more respect for yourself at this age because there's a lot more mileage on you.
Exactly. And we all talk now, you know, Joan Benite Samuelson, all of us, we get together, you know, once a year sometimes, and we talk about, you know, how to do it as the older we get. Can we still compete with the open category? Sure. Those 20s and 30s and 40s. Year old, absolutely, but we need to do it a little bit more strategic. I always say strategy is more powerful than willpower.
Yeah, that's probably true. And in lifting, technique is more important sometimes than strength.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so, you know, my own story is you know, just this, my hip gave out. And so I put my, you know, bikes on eBay and took the money and went to India and got a new hip. And so at 50, I'm 54 now, right?
Right.
So last year at 53, I put in my first race on a bike and won the Santa Barbara 65-miler.
Wow.
Against the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, right? So I'm just warming up at 54 with the new hip. It's hip to have a new hip. So
it's hip to
even
have
when
a new
people
hip.
Have an injury, right, or they as significant as a hip, it's okay. That's where this all started 4 or 5 years ago of it's okay.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've
yeah, because what happens is we tend to put limitations on ourselves based on our perceptions, our beliefs. Oh, well, if I have to get a new hip, I'm old now. Now I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you know, you can't pigeonhole yourself that way.
Exactly. And there was this new procedure that they've been doing for 15 years in Europe and India, and we just were starting to approve it with the FDA here 3 years ago. It's called the hip resurfacing, and that's an active form of a hip replacement versus this non-active form
right.
of hip replacement like we're used to grandma getting.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And
right.
I went to this office here in L.A. He did Ronald Reagan's hip and people like that, right? And I get in there, and it's all 60, 70, 80-year-olds.
Right.
And I'm like, well, they don't want to run a marathon.
They don't want to ride a bike ever again.
They didn't want to go to Tour de France and hang on Lance's rear wheel for an hour or two. You know, so I'm like, ooh, am I in the right place? And we had to have this deep conversation about that. And he did what he did well, but it wasn't the surgery for me.
Right.
So, you know, it's not just taking what anybody gives to you, the news or your relationships or your boss. It's just sitting with it for a moment, taking a pause. What does that feel like? What does that look like? Is that really me? Do I really love what it stands for? And then just realigning to what you desire, who you are, what you love to do, and be one, a force of one, you know?
Yeah.
Be the guy that goes to India, gets a hip, and comes back and proves to the world you can
right.
on a bike again.
Right.
You know, that kind of attitude.
Yeah. definitely. Look, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to change it up a little bit. I have a question for you about the universe.
Awesome.
We're talking with Gary Kobat. You can learn more about Gary by visiting his website, GaryKobat.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Day. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Gary Kobat. You know, Gary, I think we've all, anybody who has any modicum of awareness knows that there are times in your life where you feel like you're riding the crest of a wave. Everything you do is pushing you in a direction. Everything comes effortlessly. And then there are times in your life where you feel like a salmon swimming upstream. Everything you're trying to do takes more work than necessary. Things don't work out and so on. And I've come to the conclusion in life that this is when you're like in sync and out of sync with the universe. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I was raised Catholic. And I tend to like the convenience of prayer. Now, I am a disciple of transcendental meditation, although I don't meditate as much as I should any. You know, I haven't been meditating the way I used to. But I think there's a certain convenience in prayer. It's like meditation. But I have a hard time with prayer because I don't believe necessarily in the theisms any longer, where, you know, there's a deity and you have to pray to a god. I do believe in the universe. The energy of the universe is apparent. It's proven itself to me time and time again. How do I combine the conventional approach of prayer with this notion that it's the universe that I want to communicate with?
Why are you fighting it? Why are you trying to include it? And again, I'm just asking questions, shining some light, right?
Why am I fighting it?
Like, do you feel compelled? Do you feel your upbringing is asking you to bring that in?
Because yeah.
You're kind of going, hey, you know, it's time I want to do my own thing, take responsibility for what I think and feel, say, and do. Yet that doesn't fit with what my relatives and my family and my upbringing and what's the apprehension?
Well, I want to use words and language to communicate with the universe. I know my audience is probably going, oh boy, Carl, you've really lost it this time. But these are really thoughts I've had. But the words don't, the words that I've learned, the prayers don't work for me anymore.
Exactly. So let go. Surrender. And let go to what is. Because you hit it on the head. It's, first of all, there's ups and there's downs. There's great days and bad days and challenging days, right? And there's great weeks and challenging weeks. And that both of those sides are what we call the human experience, okay? And the downside, these things that don't seem to flow, okay, are life's teachings. Life's a teacher, and these are opportunities. So people are like, I got a flat tire. It's not a problem. It's an opportunity. Okay, it's asking you to, it's a light, it's like a big lighthouse, and it's asking you to take a look at something in your life, either how you're making decisions, okay, how you're feeling, how you're treating other people, the karmic, energetic side of it, okay, or in your case, it's like you're confused. So I'm applauding you, number one, I'm standing up here giving you high five right now, he's confused, yes, because right after confusion is clarity.
Ah.
So I'm asking you, and again, I'm not making your decision because that's your responsibility.
Right.
I'm not crossing that boundary or trespassing. You asked me a question.
Right.
So for our audience out there, here's another suggestion. It is, don't start offering unless somebody asks. You know, otherwise you're trespassing. Let them know they have all that they need inside them to make this decision. So, Carl, you have everything you need. All I'm doing is going, why are you holding on to what everybody else wants you to do in your family and so forth? Why don't you, it's like my family, they didn't want to go to India. Oh my God, don't go to India. Don't get the new hip in India. And if I would have listened to them, I would have been like, not where I'm at right now.
Right.
And bless their heart, and they know it. I'm giving them a hug right now as I'm saying that.
You right.
Be listening. But they know that inside. But now, after the fact, and you're before the fact. You're in the now. You're sitting here going, it doesn't fit. So don't do it. Because you hit the biggest word out of all of these that I've talked about in 2 or 3 minutes here, and that is effortless.
Yeah.
What's effortless for you? That's where we go. What's effortless? Not that you don't want to commit, do the work, you know, or dismiss it. You're saying to me, I'm hearing, the audience is hearing, energetically it doesn't work for you anymore. Right? Not that it's negative or bad.
Right.
It doesn't have
right.
some elements to it. It's just you're thinking this is a bigger, it's the universe. It's universal energy. It's source. It's spirit.
Right.
It's our essence. It's core self. It's love. These all define, okay, that energy, that force.
Right. Right.
And that's okay. It's okay, Carl. It's okay. Here it is. We can apply it right here.
There
it's
you go.
Okay that you feel that. And let it just sit on that this week. Now I just say sit on that for the next 10 minutes and give me an answer. No, we don't work that way. Okay? How we work is just sit on that and let it
yeah,
come
and that's
to you.
How that's how I'm built. I have to deal with things and kind of get comfortable with them and let them work their way out, and sometimes it takes days for that to happen with me.
And you're doing it now. You're doing it with us. You're doing it with the audience.
Yeah.
What a great forum you have.
Yeah.
I applaud you.
Thank you. So tell me, what are you up to now nowadays? What's new? What's exciting?
Well, I'm no different than you are, and that is, wow, we had this like 9 month run, right? So 4 or 5 months of doing Mr. Popper's Penguins with Jim Carrey. We went to New York and lived there. And then we went to Saturday Night Live, and then we went to the Super Bowl, and then from there we went on press tour and then launched the movie and then popped over to Brazil and launched it over there and that type of thing. So right now, what am I doing is I'm really, really loving and enjoying being home in L.A. Okay? Two is, you know, walking my talk. I put together this indoor Tour de France cycling tour. It's 3 weeks long. It's 9 stages. We've got one more week left coming up.
Wow.
And in a studio, cycling studio, 50 bikes here. And it's just where we all play at a high level, cycling indoors, though. And where everybody can do it, any age, 18 to 68, you know, any age.
Now, are we talking about stationary bikes, or are we talking about...
Yeah, stationary bikes.
Wow.
You know, there's some programs called spinning and things like that. This is unbranded called...
I love this. So an indoor Tour de France. I love
this. Yes, and this is my 15th year. It's packed, sold out, and at a studio called Kinetic Cycling in Brentwood, which is a part of L.A.
Sure.
A part of L.A. And anyway, I'm doing that for another week, as well as, you know, one by one, I'm taking back on some clients. And as soon as I hang up the phone, I'm popping right over to Jim Carrey's house, and we're going to start our next project together. And that'll be another movie into the fall, but we're going to start now. And so we're just, you know, I'm just loving being back, and I'm back on my bike, and I'm back running, and, you know, it's, I can't wait to, well, and here's my mea culpa, okay? February 1st is my next Masters race, so I'm giving myself 6.5 months or so to get into shape, like you want to be in shape,
right,
back on stage, you know, and again, we talked a little bit about, you know, is it the event and is it race day? Not necessarily, it's who we become along the way.
Right.
And that's what I'm looking forward to it every day. They said, yeah, well, you know, what do you do? And I'm like, I play. My work is play.
It's yeah.
Different than yours.
Got to embrace the journey. You really do. Hey, listen, Gary, I want to thank you so much for taking time out and coming on Superhuman Radio today.
It's awesome. This is wonderful. I had a great time, and I'd love to come back. We get
to
talk about.
Oh, yes. Please. I'll stay in touch, okay?
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Bye-bye. All right, so there you have it. Gary Kobat. Visit his website, GaryKobat.com. Also want to thank the listeners who came on to talk about their experience with the AgeForce products at the beginning of the show. We got great shows planned for the rest of the week. We'll see you later.